When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, on March 18th, day after tomorrow, the McCallum Theater is presenting a tribute band called A Toast to Steve and Edie. Oh. Fun, fun. It's okay. Do you know the name of the song?
In dreams I seem to hold you.
No.
Maybe they'll sing it. Let's listen. This is the real Edie.
The thrill so sublime, those cool and limpid green eyes.
That's it. Say it.
So
green eyes, yes, yes, yes. Is Steve on this recording or just her? Okay. She's gone.
They're both gone.
No.
He's still around?
He lives here. God, I just saw him, I think.
Wow.
We've lost so many people. I lost Cindy Williams, as close as you and I are.
She used to come to the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. We traveled together. We worked together. Brother Boy was pretty tough, too. Oh, let's not talk about that.
Them. Let's talk about us.
Wait a minute now. Oh, I'll set it up. You finish it, if you remember it.
Yes.
We would go around town going, two Scorpios.
No. Two divas.
Two divas.
Two Scorpios.
Two Scorpios. One town. And people would look at us like...
scared.
Yes. And they should be. Okay, so now you've found your niche.
I am Judith.
Yeah, now you're Judith.
No. My father confessed to me when I started, I started working as a teenager.
Right.
Went to college, got my degree in theater, moved to New York at the ripe age of 20 because I got bored with college. But my father confessed to me, he said, "Now don't tell your mother, but I had a real thing for Dame Judith Anderson." And that's who I'm named after.
You're named after.
I've never heard anybody call her Dame Judy.
No.
So Judith, and I was such a serious actress, and I think I still am. Susie, Trixie, Pixie, Peggy.
Yes.
Cindy. No offense.
Mm-hmm. No. Joey. No offense.
Joey. And I was a serious thespian.
Yes,
so,
you are.
And and I was named after somebody pretty magnificent.
Yes.
Mrs. Danvers in Rebecca, if none of you can remember.
I love that movie.
She was on Santa Barbara towards the end of her life. Yes.
Let's talk about your soap. Your soapbox career. That too. Your soap opera career. The World Turns, Ryan's Hope, General Hospital. What came
first?
You name
it, I've done it. As the World Turns. I had moved to New York, graduated in the August, finished school in the August, and a friend of mine who lived in New York, and I'd visit her, she called me in the middle of the night and said, "Judy, come on up." I said, "You come down and get me, and I'll go back to New York with you." About 6 o'clock that morning, my father's getting up to go to the Pentagon to work, and he said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Oh, hi, Lisa. What are you doing here?" And I said, "I'm going back to New York with Lisa."
Her mic be turned up a little bit?
So much for that.
Yes. Mic malfunction. Dalton's on the job. That's
thanks,
okay.
Dalton.
I could tell it was about to go.
Oh, thank you. So
yes.
Anyway, so I got in the car. And so Daddy gave me a check and said, "Well, here's a little money." And he said, "Be sure and tell your mother goodbye."
No. How old were you?
I was 20.
Now, as I'm a little older than you, I can remember sitting next to my granny in Missouri and watching The World Turns, and it was in black and white, and it was 15 minutes.
No, that was before my time.
Yes, I knew you were going to... I knew better than to go down that road, actually.
Let's not push it, darling.
So, how long were you on As the World Turns?
I was on as maybe 3-4 years. And I did this crazy little film called Scalpel with a wonderful, now rest in peace, Robert Lansing, character actor. And at one point he said, "Judith, it's time for you to get your butt out of New York and go to L.A. And I was recommended for a little show called Dallas, and it came down to me and Victoria Principal.
Let me think. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, her. No, God bless her.
God bless her.
And so I walked in and I said, "I don't think I'm renewing. I'm going to Hollywood." All by myself.
Yeah. How old were you now? 20-something.
23, 24.
Yeah. I don't know that we'd do it that way today. We'd be terrified. I don't know.
Yeah.
If I knew then what I know now,
I was on top of a train shooting the bad guys in Spain.
With
no guardrails.
No stunt double.
No stunt double. Just, get on a plane all by myself. Okay. My parents were living in Korea at that time. And my surviving sister, Harriet, she said, "Come to Virginia. I can get you a job in a bank." And I'm like, "No.
A bank.
No.
Wait, let me do this.
I know I can do it."
Let me just picture that for just a minute. Oh, my stars.
Oh, my stars.
What happened to
"oh, my stars"?
I do. Yeah, I still do. You do know me a long time, don't you? What happened to Patty?
I may have played Blanche DuBois. She was Blanche DuBois.
Yes.
She was just fragile.
You were brilliant.
as
in as Vivian. Streetcar, yeah.
Vivian.
Brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, but I just saw your poster and I said, we did Sunset Boulevard 10 years ago. And this month.
Wow.
Oh, my God, Julie. Oh, God.
Well,
we fought like cats and dogs, by the way.
She was a brilliant director.
She was double cast, and that was a problem.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It wasn't. Yes.
It was not.
It was nothing we did. It was always someone else's fault. But that was right after I'd had my craniotomy.
That's right. That's right. That's
so
right.
I wore my own bald scalp in your play.
I said, Joey, would you mind? It'd be rich. She said, no, it's cool. Yep. Ever the performer.
Yes. We've had some wonderful times. Yeah. And we worked very well together. I love your direction because we're so close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now you're on As the World Turns, Ryan's Hope, General Hospital. What's the one we used to laugh about? We'd say the old and the feeble instead of the young and the restless. What did we call it?
No, it's called the young and the restless. Now it's the old and the listless.
That's it.
No, but when Gloria Monty.
Oh, yes.
We loved Gloria. But she
Rick
called.
Knew Gloria.
Rick, thank you. We were there at the same time, mm-hmm. It seems. I was a wee thing.
We're very proud of our Rick Ferns.
You should be. You should
yes.
be. But Gloria called my agent and said, you know, I want Judith. She had met me, and she said, I want Judith to come in and audition. And I went, no. I'm not going to audition for a soap opera in California. You do soaps in New York. You do theater at night. Here you do prime time and films.
Yes.
And so I turned her down. And about that time, a friend said, you want to go to Mexico for New Year's? Oh, okay, fun. And gallivanting into the hotel, the concierge was there. And I said, grandly. And he calls for me. He said, yes, your agent just called from Hollywood. I said, I don't think she even knows I'm here. But so I called her and she said, Judith, I have just talked to 6 Mexican operators. I don't speak Spanish, but Gloria wants you get your butt back here. You start work in 3 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, oh, my God.
And how long were you there?
In Mexico?
No. On the
About 3 or 4 years or
yes.
so. But the gentleman I was with, he had just gotten a new job. So kind of on New Year's Day.
Oh, my.
And sitting
we
on
were
a
celebrating.
We were celebrating in Mexico. Isn't that what you do?
Yes.
The only one rule in Mexico, no jails, no hospitals.
Okay.
But he had a job. And so we took that very bumpy
bus ride
to yes. Guadalajara.
Yes.
I said, all right, you start work first. You get the first standby flight. I spent the night in Guadalajara. The next day I get on a flight, but I could only get to Tijuana. So I flew to Tijuana and literally got on a bus to Los Angeles. Got a taxi straight to my agent's office and went, I'm here. I took a bus from Mexico to get here.
That's a movie.
It's a great story. That's a great story. And I started General Hospital a couple of days later.
Because I can remember when we were running in long productions here locally, you would leave on the weekend and go do a couple episodes of a soap.
Yeah, I was doing everything. I was just juggling back and forth or going and touring the country with Vivian.
I loved that.
Me too.
Let's talk about that in the 3 minutes we've got left of this segment.
Okay.
Tell everybody about Vivian.
Well, in case you don't know her last name, it was...
yeah, it was Miss Lee.
Vivian Scarlett O'Hara
yes.
Lee. Yeah, I put together a one-woman show, produced it, basically directed it. I had a good friend help me.
And you know, we were together during that time.
I know.
Do you remember
yes.
Sorry. And you sounded like her.
I know, I couldn't help it. Hello, my name is Vivian.
But
I had to go do Sorted Lives.
That's right.
And at halftime or something went, Judith,
we were so
you
up.
Sound kind of like Vivian.
Yes.
You're not supposed to sound like Latrell.
Yes.
So yes, my
I'd forgotten that. You really became her.
I did. You have to dig very deep into the underbelly of your own soul to find the underbelly of her soul,
mm-hmm.
which I did.
Oh,
sometimes I would say, I would think death would be easier than having to go on stage to do that again.
And her Alzheimer's and her...
But she didn't have Alzheimer's. She had
dementia.
Not dementia.
What?
She was bipolar.
Okay.
Manic depressive, and they would give her shock treatments.
You're right. Manic depressive is what they used to call bipolar. You're right.
Down to a slip and doing all these convulsing things. Unbelievable.
You were brilliant.
Thank you.
Great memories. We have great memories.
Yes, we do.
We're visiting with Dame Judith Chapman. When we come back from the treasure chest, we'll talk about what you're doing now that you're retired and you're so exhausted.
Spending an hour with you.
Yes. If you're near your phones, Joey Pals, I've got presents for you.